I want to invite you to join this meditation by coming in to a quiet place without distractions. And as always, begin to notice what it's like to make this transition for you. Feel the sensations in your body. Pay attention to your breathing. Welcome all parts of you. You're getting more and more comfortable exploring the space inside you, bringing awareness to the subtleties of sensation and variations of each of your feelings without reacting, just being, just noticing. Restorative breaths. You might imagine you can breathe in a sort of white mist that contains everything your body and mind needs. And as you breathe out, you can imagine it's a gray mist that comes out, taking with it all that your body and mind does not need. So let's just practice for a few breaths using that image, imagining, feeling the white mist coming in. Slowly breathing out, letting the air course through your lips. The gray mist comes out. Again. Letting your breathing move at its own rhythm. Noticing today the condition of your heart. Just allowing for whatever state that is. You may feel openness around your heart, or maybe you feel more guarded today. Just welcome whatever that is. No other place you need to be. There's nothing else you need to be doing right now. Just being here in this moment. An inventory of any reactions that you've had with your partner that maybe reflect there's some sort of injury, something you're protecting. So if you've reacted defensively, with anger or criticism, annoyance, disgust. Maybe you felt resentment. Take a moment and honor these parts of you that are there to protect you. They're there to tell you something's not right. So often we carry a great deal of shame or self-consciousness for these parts. We know deep down that these reactions hurt our partner. It doesn't help us get more of what we need. It hurts us. So just take a moment to redeem these parts of you, letting them know that it's natural to have these reactions. You're creating a sanctuary within yourself. So that when you're acting out of fear or hurt, you won't need to worry about feeling regret and your own self-judgment as well. Letting go of all of that just in this moment. Not sending the message or implying that these protective parts can be entitled to do whatever they want. We're simply acknowledging that they have good intentions. They start with good intentions. And you can't get rid of that instinct to protect yourself. What we can do is notice it more fully, be in the moment with it, and allow it to run its course so that we don't get stuck on it, so that it doesn't amplify and become a habit, overreaction, an obsession, fixation. You have these parts that are fixated and obsessed, really stuck, sometimes maybe even really enjoying those moments of anger, feeling the power, the perceived power in that act of aggression. Even if you have those parts, just send compassion inside. Imagine you can see yourself in that moment reacting. And just send compassion to your heart. And on the heels of that compassion is a quality that allows you to transcend the addictive nature of protecting and fearing. You can feel disillusioned with it. You can sense there's vulnerable feelings that get mixed in the act of defending ourselves. It may feel a bit powerful, but it can feel very scary or uncertain. transcending the myth of power that comes from protecting and overprotecting ourselves. We're seeing through it. We're allowing the vulnerability to surface, those mixed feelings we have, those doubts. And rather than those doubts or those exiled parts of us, the parts we sometimes hide or pretend we don't have when we feel entitled or when we're defending ourselves, we're owning them in the safety, in the privacy of the space inside of you. You've been practicing this habit of getting acquainted with these vulnerabilities, experiencing the richness and genuine power that comes from being so human, being fragile. Gift of our imperfection. Just acknowledge any fears that you have, any doubts that maybe it's too good to be true. How could it be that our deepest imperfections, our vulnerabilities, somehow have this intrinsic power? To stabilize us with our partner, to bond us with our partner, to disarm our partner. Your skepticism is welcome. Normal to feel that. And so now, in the second part of this meditation, I'm going to invite you to consider your partner more clearly. We've been spending a lot of time temporarily detaching from your partner to go inside yourself unconditionally, whether or not your partner is able to do the same thing. And so now you have a bit more understanding and experience with some of the sensations that arise, that come and go inside you when you don't need to continuously, habitually protect yourself. You can let your guard down. So today, in the next few moments, I'm going to be inviting you to imagine that you can extend your own vulnerability to your partner. That you can imagine your partner receiving that vulnerability. And being moved and affected. Deeply connected to you. Without a great deal of effort from you. It's just through letting go of your own control, accepting yourself more, being more true and more honest. And so notice what just happened as I invited you to think about your partner. Notice if that created a spark of dissonance, a spark of tension. and just feel that ripple through you and allow it. It's normal. But don't get caught up in it. Gently but firmly allow that distraction or that tension, the stress, to move beside you. You're not going to let that alarm take you off course. So you'll remain with 2 feet grounded in acceptance of your protective side of you and acceptance in your vulnerable side. Either way, you can have compassion and awareness for these parts of you, so that no matter how your partner reacts, you're still grounded. You can still feel safe and secure. Your sense of safety and security is not dependent on your partner's unconditional acceptance. And at the same time, you're open to the possibility that your partner can accept you unconditionally. Even in very imperfect ways. And so just consider this last statement, that your partner can love you perfectly imperfect. Imagine that his or her best is good enough for your cup to overflow. Because you've been filling it. You have discovered or tapped into or remembered that your source of value transcends any sort of transaction, interaction, any moment. It exists on a different plane. Just take a moment and let this thought, this truth reverberate as you breathe mindfully. Just repeat this idea that your partner's best love is good enough. Partner's imperfect love can be perfect. When you're connected to the source of your own sense of safety, source of confidence and value, thank you. sense of warmth inside. Feel the connection and the possibility that comes from this idea. The range of possibilities that open between you and your partner. If in fact, you no longer depend on the perfect kind of connection. Your own imperfections are more tolerable, more acceptable, more human and real. And at the same time, your partner's imperfections and humanness is also more real. So just making an intention to come back to this idea sometime later, for our next meditation. You might experiment with this thought, asking the question, what if it's true that I can accept my partner's imperfections in a way that I never have before? Not because I'm accommodating or giving in, or giving too much, but because I'm fully aware of my own imperfections and fully at peace with all of them.